Young Melee, a.k.a. the real Coast Guard. And I ain't doing nothing in the morning before I check Dub CNN, West Coast of Funk.
Okay, all the people that's been sleeping the last two or three years that don't know about the GTA, San Andreas, and all that, give us a little introduction on who you are, where you from.
Yeah. Young Melee, off the east side of South Central Los Angeles. I'm most famously known for my work on San Andreas. You know what I mean? Then I released a mixtape after that did real good. You know what I mean? I got a whole lot of street fame for being involved with a DJ Crazy Tone CT experience. That right there was on a whole nother level. You know what I mean? That kind of like boosted a nigga career up to where motherfuckers was paying attention. It wasn't just, oh, okay, another dude from the West rapping.
So, like you said, you had a couple spots on the CT experience, but as far as your own project, it's been like 3 years since the San Andreas mixtape.
Yeah.
How come you've been taking like this long for to drop like another project?
Yeah, well, see, the whole thing was after the San Andreas mixtape, I planned to come with the Coast Guard. You know what I mean? And then I was putting all the songs together. I'm not one of them artists that just rush it out to get it out or to say that it's out. You know what I mean? I believe in basically like quality control, you feel me? We'll go out on a motherfucker. I'm not just putting out no bullshit or nothing like that. So I took my time and recorded the album. You know what I mean? And then we ran into a situation where, you know what I mean, it was the same name of the album being out there. So, you know, I let that go. Let him do his numbers. Let him do what he gonna do. You know what I mean? Then it's time for the real Coast Guard to drop. And that's a real mixtape all around. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, let's get into that one later. I was going to ask you, like you saying, as far as the quality control, some artists, they drop like new music back to back, but you're one of the few ones that stay in low. Do you do that on purpose?
I'm just not one of them that's trying to really get down on everybody's shit. You know what I mean? If I deal with you directly, then, you know, it's an alliance. You feel me? But if I don't know a dude at all and he just blowing up because he, you know, got his little buzz cracking, I'm not trying to really rap with everybody like that. You know what I mean? It's more or less on a personal thing. Niggas you can tolerate being around. You know what I mean? Some people don't believe that you can, you know, some people like you ain't got to be friends to make money. But it's just more comfortable to be around people you can deal with. You know what I mean? So I'm not one of them artists that's just jumping all over the place, man. And no, I don't do it on purpose. It's just when that right song comes, then we put it out there.
But do you think there's a downside of feeding the people with too much music at one time?
I can't say that. You know, it's pros and cons to that, because you can look at the situation with Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? And how much shit he got out there, and then he drop an album and sell a million in no time. I mean, that's not going to happen for everybody. Some people get tired of hearing you if you on everything they pick up. You know what I mean? But some people believe in the game that's the way you get heard. That's the way you get found. That's not the way right there, because motherfuckers have tuned you out. I mean, that's like a nagging-ass female. Ying, 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 that pretty song. You don't even hear nothing she's saying, but she's still nagging. That's how it is when you oversaturate the game. And then everything you put out ain't just banging. If you got a song that's just cool, then you need to go back in the studio and come out with some shit that's undeniable.
Okay, cool. So, do you think your deal with a rock star for the San Andreas video game open up new doors for you as far as your rapping career goes?
Oh, hell yeah, it opened up new doors, because it gave me a gaming fan base outside of just hip-hop, period. I mean, you got dudes in other countries that don't even like rap music, but they was on that San Andreas theme song. You know what I mean? Song known all around the world. And when you can have a situation like that, I mean, I was blessed, because it's nobody else that really was put in that type of situation that wasn't famous already to do something. You know what I mean? But it opened up a lot of doors. I was having like 6,000-7,000 downloads in a day or two because people wanted to know who I was. It was the interest there. It introduces me to the supporter because it was a lot of them that supported that San Andreas mixtape because they wanted to hear CJ rap. You know what I mean? I would have people that support me get at me and say they upload the mixtape to the game, so they ride around bumping my music while they playing it. You know what I mean? And it's just shit like that give me personal satisfaction. It's not the fact that I did something. It's when somebody can recognize me for something I did and tell me how they get down with it. Feel me?
All right, so let's get into the new project. You first named your album, the street album, The Cold Guard, and later changed it to The Real Cold Guard. What's like the story behind that?
Well, I mean, a few people know out there was a situation I had with another artist, and we had the same name. You know what I mean? Regardless to what I believe or not, we had the same title with the CD. You feel me? So naturally, you know, motherfucker be like, damn, what the fuck? You feel me? But looking at it as an overall picture, you know what I mean? He trying to do his thing. He put the CD out there. That's why I kind of fell back a little bit and let him do him. You know what I mean? Let him do his numbers and get his project out there. You know what I mean? Because somebody that can get out there and move units, they ain't nothing but an added piece to the West. You feel me? And that's the first thing out of town motherfuckers want to yell that West Coast niggas is always beefing with each other. You feel me? But I just sat back, man, let him do his thing, and then I came back and stamped it with the Real Coast Guard. You know what I mean? It's a whole lot behind just the title in itself. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So what would you say, what can the listener expect when they're listening to the Real Coast Guard? And how would you compare it to the San Andreas mixtape?
The San Andreas mixtape is a situation to where I was just like introducing myself to the rap world on a whole project. You know what I mean? And everybody that I was affiliated with got down with me on there. You know what I mean? That wasn't a situation where, as a Coast Guard, it was a process of us building this up. You know what I mean? Crazy Tunes and Dub was real hands-on with me. And throughout the process of recording this mixtape, I took my delivery, you feel me, to a whole nother level. They work with artists, you feel me? And if you around them dudes and you don't learn nothing, that's because you ain't paying attention. In a nutshell, to answer the question, it's like San Andreas mixtape, it was cool. A lot of people say it was classic. You know what I mean? I don't put out no whack shit, but the Real Coast Guard is a real mixtape. I got the tightest DJ on the fucking planet on the tables. You feel me? If you listen to the scratching and the cutting and all that time that that dude put into a record, you can really appreciate it. And I promise you, I would rather wait a year, 2 years, 3 years and put something out that people talk about forever than to put out 10, 11 records in that time and people ain't singing none of the songs no more. Well, I'm like this. I stay working. And anybody in this business should do the same thing. But a lot of people is misguided. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people got yes men in their camps. And, you know, they'll bust a verse to a motherfucker and they'll be like, yeah, that shit is, man, that's tight. That's hot. What they be saying is hot. Oh, yeah, that's hot. Okay, well, when you get in there and go lay that shit down and record and put your whole CD together and put it out and the masses are not talking about you, that can fuck you up. You know, a lot of people just, they listen to other people in the business that's kind of misguided themselves. Yeah, you gotta rap on everything, you gotta touch everything. Yeah, at one time it was like that, but as this game goes along, it always changes, but then revert to something that it was before. That's like now, you know, like when it first started off, the game was independent, everybody was getting their bread. Then it went through a period where they was giving away major record deals to motherfuckers. Okay, now they're swung back around to where it ain't no major deals for people, and you got to prove yourself first. So, therefore, you got to get out there and get on your own grind and create your own fan base and make it all happen for yourself. So, what is that? That's independent.
Right. Okay. And with everybody dropping mixtapes left and right, do you think it's gonna be the thing that makes it stand out the most as far as the real Coast Guard?
Because it's a real mixtape that got scratches, blends, and you know, I mean, you could tell that Crazy Tones was really involved with the work. Not just I sent him 17 songs and told him to say his name on it. You know what I mean? We had a whole lot of fun recording that record, and you can tell when you listen to it. You know what I mean? It's time to really get our music back, man, to where it was at one time. You feel me?
What do you say on that one song? Swallow Before You Talk?
That was Jamish. Yeah, Jamish that came in the room and did the love, you know what I mean? Let him know that the chicken was good, you feel me? They gonna hear, when they hear the mixtape, they gonna be laughing like a motherfucker when you sit there and just seeing. The thing of it is, it's so tight to where when you listen to it, you gonna miss something. And then when you hear it, when you play it back again, you gonna hear something else. Because Crazy Tones, that dude's a genius, man. He hides little shit in the track to where you don't never hear it until later on. We stay being creative, man, and we stay being relatable to our people. You know what I'm saying? We don't go around trying to floss on our people or act like we don't do certain shit because we rap. You feel me?
But you kind of have the same thing with a GTA mixtape, with a Jazzy D and, you know, his Gangsta Grindy mix, like his Gangsta Grindy skits and everything.
Well, see, the whole thing with that was, you know, I'm the type of dude, man, I follow tradition. You feel me? That don't mean that a motherfucker's just a follower or nothing like that, but I keep it traditional. It ain't no need of me trying to talk like I'm from the South or like I'm from New York when that ain't where I'm from. You feel me? And I'm just, I feel like on my mixtape, I'm speaking a language that only the last breed of the real species can understand. You know what I mean? It's a certain lifestyle that go on the streets, and I don't care where you from, what set you from. It's a street lifestyle that the majority of us can relate to. You know what I mean? When you get to talking about how you got this type of diamond and how you just spent $10,000 on a belt, you finna have somebody out there trying to go really spend $10,000 on a belt. You feel me? So back to the thing, I just keep it traditional, man.
And like you're saying, being an artist that's connected to the streets as much as you are, how do you balance the streets and the internet as far as promo tools? Like, you know, some artists still do the old-fashioned way out of the trunk, and some have it like completely gone digital.
Well, I mean, I'm like this, man. You know, get it from the curb, however you get it. I don't care if you selling them out your fucking window. You know what I mean? If you can move product, man, you can get it out there, then make it happen. And you got to attack them for wherever your supporters are. You know what I mean? If you got supporters that's on the internet and they don't really go out to the mom and pop stores, because you ain't finna see my shit up in Best Buy and Walmart and all that shit. We ain't shooting for that. We putting out a real underground mixtape with this. You feel me? Everybody under the assumption, you feel me, if you don't have no barcode on your shit, then it ain't shit. When you got a barcode on your shit, you can be tracked. You feel me? You can be tracked on all money being made. Yeah, it's a real CD and all that. But shit, if you press up 10,000 CDs with no barcode and sell all 10 of them, you know, all 10,000 for $10 a piece, you'd have made $100,000 without no barcode, and then who know you got that money? Nobody. You feel me? So this independent game is really what's happening, man. A lot of people get misconstrued and, you know, start listening to other people and thinking it's supposed to go a certain way.
Okay. Now, you still consider a new artist, but at the same time, you're running with, you know, vets like Dubsy, Toons, King T, you know, Pooh and all them. Where does that put you as far as your artist and mind state wise?
Mind state wise is always been around like older cats. That's why I got a sense of respect. You don't hear me just really like foul mouthing and bad mouthing nobody over here on the west and all that old shit. Because for one, that ain't nobody business. You know what I mean? And that's what niggas gotta do too. stop airing out bullshit on the internet, man. You know what I'm saying? But, well, it's just like this. I came up with all them dudes, hands-on, not just guys that, you know, I didn't saw before on TV or, you know, saw in passing. All them dudes, it's been hands-on. And I think that played a vital role in me being the dude that I am right now. You can't be around Dub C, Tune, DJ Pooh, King T, DJ Bob K. You can't be around niggas like that. You can't be around Cam and Mr. Graham and all of them, and Dog and all in between that time period. See, I soaked up a whole lot of shit. You feel me? And that's why when I split the conversation to be that traditional conversation, I'm not trying to sound like Lil Wayne. I'm not trying to do the thing that all the little 16-year-old niggas is doing and all. That ain't my fan base. You feel me? I'm just keeping it real for the people that understand what's going on this street life, man. Because it's hard times out here. Gasoline is high as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? People doing bad. And motherfucker just want to make some shit that's relatable to my people, man. That's all. That's why you don't see my CD for $20 and $15 and all that other type of shit. World doing bad right now. We just trying to give them good music.
So, like we said, Craig Tunes and Dub C are presenting the project. What role did they play on the project as far as, you know, presenting it and, you know, Young Melee in general?
Man, their role was so big in that I can't even explain it. Without Dub and Tunes, it wouldn't have been what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them niggas, oh, I don't need nobody and none of that shit. You feel me? Them dudes, they really took the time out, you know what I mean, and was hands-on with me and showing me, okay, you got to come like this, or I break this down like that. See, you could be the tallest ball player in the world, but you still got a coach. Feel me? So that's the thing of it like that, you know what I mean? And I like that, and I done learned something from each and every person I done been around in this game, like, you know, the G's, the DJ Pools, the, you know, all the niggas we named beforehand, the King T's, Dub and all them. So it's a blessing to even know all them dudes personally, and then to be able to put the package that I come to the table with, you know what I mean? It's all them dudes and had a hand in that, man.
Does that give you like any extra motivation if you have like legends like that coach you?
It's always motivation because I know I'm considered a new artist, but the thing of it is this. I don't have room to put out a whack ass song or a song that's okay. What's up, my nigga? Now you come back? All right, for sure. I'm waiting on you. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just it's motivation because the thing of it is this. Everybody want to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? And you have to really be tight enough to make people want to be a part of what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people out here that get verses from people however they can, but it's a different thing and when somebody want to be a part of what you're doing. And it's motivation to not let them niggas down and see the smiles on their faces when I walk out the booth or, you know, some shit like that. So, hell yeah, it's extra motivation to be around them for the simple fact they done been there. You feel me? And it's like I still got to prove myself, so when I'm in there to them, I'm trying to impress these motherfuckers. Yeah, they the big homies. Yeah, we friends, but it's still a sense that, you know, the niggas that I'm affiliated with, when I bust something, I want the niggas to fold their arms back and just be like, huh. Feel me? So it's always motivation, man, when you're dealing with legends from over here.
Evolving on that last question, the whole, you know, the whole old versus new rapper situation, you know, the young guns need to respect the forefathers and the OGs need to get with the times and respect the new generation, you know, all that. What's your take on the whole situation, you know, being that you can in the middle of it, say as an example, the Ice-T Soulja Boy thing?
I'm like this. If you a real nigga, period, point blank, you got some type of respect about yourself. You feel me? Now, it's some of the young homies that don't have no type of respect about themselves, and they've been taught a different way. You feel me? So, I don't feel a motherfucker when they be saying a lot of shit that they say, but I can understand why they saying that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like this. I ride with the G niggas all day long. All them niggas that been name throughout this interview, that's who I ride with. Not to say I don't ride with none of the up-and-comers, because I do. And being out there, you know what I mean, I done met some of these dudes, and they solid. You know what I'm saying? You shaking these niggas' hands, and they with the same movement. That's a good feeling. But at the same time, when it's an old versus new, then that's bullshit. You know what I mean? Because if you a real street nigga, it's somebody out there that you got big respect for. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people out there you don't have respect for. But it's somebody out there you respect. You feel me? If you a real street nigga, you didn't touch that county jail or something, you got some type of respect about yourself. But the thing of it is, some niggas get mad enough to where they don't give a fuck about having respect and anything can fly out their mouth. You know what I'm saying? But on the whole stand, it's like, you know, I ride with the G niggas, homie, because if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't be no us right now.
But you think some of that old versus new is blown out of proportion?
Yeah, people can take it out of proportion, and it's easy to stir up some bullshit. You know what I mean? And to have something cracking, and you know, motherfuckers is the new West versus the cheat niggas and all that. It wasn't nothing like that. There'd be situations where people might take one piece of a conversation and blow it out of proportion and turn it into some shit that it really wasn't. You know what I mean? Because all the niggas that's young, up and coming, you gotta be tight to even get noticed now. Because see, as a West Coast artist, period, they done locked us out the game so long to where if you don't have that special little certain niche about yourself, you ain't gonna get noticed. You know what I mean? Everybody can go to Guitar Center or wherever and get some equipment and plug that shit up and think they can rap. Shit, look at MySpace. Prime example. I understand all the dudes coming up, they grind, because see, the thing of it is this too though. You gotta be mentally conditioned for all the fucked up shit that's gonna happen to you in this record business. You know what I mean? A lot of motherfuckers try to make it like it's all gravy and you know, they got all this money and all that shit. Well, a lot more is getting exposed. All these niggas don't have all this money they talking about they have, and everything ain't what it's supposed to be.
And what is your opinion on the state of the West Coast in general?
Man, come back strong, man. If you date it back, I mean, everybody been dropping records over here. You know what I mean? They might not be big all the way, you know, on the East or in Europe and no shit like that, but we steady coming. You know what I mean? Cube, Dub, Dog, you know what I mean? Exhibit dropping records. Hey, everybody is playing their part in this shit. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't give a fuck what. The West ain't never been this strong. You feel me? So it ain't like, oh, the West is coming back. We already done surfaced. You feel me? We already here. Motherfuckers is putting out records and getting noticed.
But, and as far as you personally, do you feel the local support from where you come from, as far as you go?
Yeah, hell yeah. It's a lot of local support, you know what I mean? When you got dudes that probably wouldn't have nothing to say to you, period, when they see you, when you got them dudes coming up to you shaking your hand and saying they've been waiting on the CD, and you know, because see, we had to bless home before they just got out, you feel me? So it was a few advanced copies on the streets of Los Angeles, and we was getting good, you know, good responses back just in a couple of days. You know what I mean? It wasn't gonna be no situation where it was just out 2 and 3 weeks before it came and nothing like that, but we had to bless our people with it first.
So what's next after the Real Coast Guard drops? Can we expect a full-length album from you anytime soon, or what's like coming next?
Yeah, I'm working on an album, man. I'm working on an album, you feel me? But I will not tell the title again, and we don't know when we gonna drop it, you feel me? But I got something I wanna put out, like basically, you know, fuck it, like you know, I was gonna call it Brush Fires and Earthquakes, cause that's California all day, you feel me? On the brush fire side, I come with just straight heat, spitting like a motherfucker. And then on the earthquake side, I'm coming with the trunk rumblers for the motherfuckers that like to get out there in traffic and show you they got some sense. But that's going to be more or less like a mixtape. The album is in the works. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to just take songs that I didn't use off my mixtape and put it on a CD and call it my album. I can't really put no timeline on it. We working every day. You know what I mean? So it ain't the fact of getting the songs done or nothing like that. It's just You know, it's timing is everything, man.
Okay. And are you looking for like the right label situation? Like, are there like ideas on the table right now?
We got a few things on the table, but I mean, you know, we work in the program how we get down. Just because things is on the table, that don't mean you got to start acting different or catering to nobody different. You know what I mean? We out here pushing a program, and I feel like I'm in good hands. You feel me? The overall situation, I mean, I feel like I'm in good hands. So however it work out, period, I'm pushing for the unit that I'm with. Whether it's indie, whether it's major, whether it's whatever. But I know you ain't got to worry about me making no motherfucking nipple rubbing songs and no shit like that. Just to have a record deal, that's what ain't going to happen.
All right, cool. Is there like anything else you want to say that we haven't touched on?
No, not really. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I appreciate y'all for grabbing me on this interview. You know what I mean? And the fans that support me on Dub CNN. You know what I mean? It's a good look. It's a good outlet for dudes that's out here on the West trying to do their thing. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Dub, Tunes, the whole family. You know what I mean? And when you put this CD in, you really going to enjoy this motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm excited that it's coming and that motherfuckers going to really be talking about some real mixtape shit. You feel me? So yeah, y'all just keep your ears to the streets for me, man, and we gonna make it happen. You know what I mean? All the up and coming niggas just keep grinding. You know what I mean? Keep grinding, cause it's gonna happen. If you are undeniable and they don't wanna sign you, then build your own fan base and get your money.
Cool, yeah. So 4th of July, huh?
Oh yeah. We gonna be popping fireworks.
Fireworks, huh?
You know, all type of shit. I don't wanna talk too loud, man. Motherfuckers might put me on a terrorist list. Not limited.